You're listening to episode number 1887 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
I think it's time for some random facts.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. There are only 72 documented cases of identical quadruplets ever. Like the beginning
ever.
Of time. Ever. Not just like on the planet now. Only 72.
It's pretty amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially since like fertility drugs and stuff have been around for decades.
That's
You'd think
true.
There's more.
The whole identical part is the
oh,
the
there
hard
you go.
There.
See, you caught that, and I'm the one who read it. Only three of the number one NFL draft picks from the past 20 years have won a Super Bowl, and they would be Eli Manning with the Giants, 2008 and 2012.
Okay.
Eric Fisher plays with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they won a Super Bowl last year, as we know. And David Carr with the Giants in 2012, though he didn't play in the game. But you know, you get a ring.
Right.
You stand on the sidelines during the Super Bowl and you win, you get the ring. The first speeding ticket was given out in 1899 in Manhattan to a cab driver who was going a blazing 12 miles per hour in an 8 mile an hour zone. 1899.
Was he galloping the
horse? Yeah, the horse, I think, was probably galloping a little too fast. And
there was no traffic school back then either.
Well, yeah, you couldn't get out of it. My insurance rates are going up. In 1999, commercial ad time for the series finale of MASH in 1983 cost more than commercial ad time for the Super Bowl that year. And I do believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
50 million people watched it. Back, I've been trying to like just understand this. Why do only less than 1 million people watch Jimmy Fallon at night? When, you know, Johnny Carson used to rake in like 10 million every night.
Right.
It's because we only had three channels back then.
Even when we just had cable that went up to channel 12, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Or was it 13 or 12?
Well, it's 13, but a couple of them were skipped. A bunch of them were skipped.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, depending on where you live.
That's all the channels we had.
Yeah.
And the Tonight Show was the end thing.
But
that's what we all did it.
Other than the three networks, the other channels weren't worth watching, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's, okay, I gotcha.
We are, of course, ready to do the Who Cares News. What's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. So what would you do for your wife?
What do you mean?
Well, Kara Sedgwick.
Yeah, yeah.
Mrs. Bacon.
Mrs. Bacon.
I mean, would you go by the last name of Bacon if you were a woman?
No. If I was Kevin Bacon, I wouldn't go by the last name of Bacon.
Well, that's true, but it's done pretty well for him, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sort of.
Anyway, she's
at least you can picture who he is the minute somebody says, nobody's ever going to go, Kevin Bacon, who's that? You
that
have
is
an
true.
Association in your brain after all these years of this guy being on screen. And he's like never really the big star. He's always like, you know, whatever.
Well, except for Footloose.
But that was so long ago. I mean, really.
And the episode of Will and Grace.
I think that was a comeback role for him, to be honest. I mean, you know, like look at him and go like, who's that guy? What was his name?
There will always be the 6 degrees.
And that's one of the reasons. We all are within 6 degrees.
You know, on Ancestry.com, they have the whole family tree.
Uh-huh.
They should also have
there should
the
be
offshoot.
Kevin Bacon option, right?
Yes.
your degrees to Kevin.
6 degrees to Kevin Bacon.
It's not genealogical, but you know,
no,
it's okay.
It's not.
Kira... His
so
wife,
Kira,
yes.
She claimed that her little hubby, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevy.
Kevy Bacon.
Kevy Bacon.
That he gave her an at-home quarantine bikini wax.
Oh, that is not going to end well. Not unless he's been taking lessons down to the salon. And I don't think most ladies go to the salon and have their husband come with them while they're having their waxing done. It's like, it's just that's like telling a guy, hey, by the way, we're gonna birth a kid out of your wife, and you come along for the ride, why don't you? And that's like
at least that happens.
It happens, but it's like not the most pleasant thing in the world to experience. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Well, for the woman, it's like if I have to go through this.
You're going through this.
Right. Kara told Jimmy Kimmel that desperate times call for desperate measures.
Sure, sure. We all did that.
You know, she said, it became clear at one point to both of us,
yeah,
that I needed a bikini line wax.
Ah.
And, you know, and Kevin is, like, incredibly handy. She says he's incredible. She says he's really good with a lot of things.
Oh,
so
that he is.
So we both figured, how hard could it be? So
how hard could it be to give your wife a wax, a bikini wax? Oh my God!
Well, they did some online research. They bought the best wax kit on the market.
Of course they did. Because,
however,
yeah,
the task it ended up being a bit harder than they anticipated.
You think?
So she said, I'm not saying it was a disaster.
Yeah.
But the fact that we did not have to go to the emergency room was just an absolute miracle. Probably walked like she just got off a horse for several days.
Now I'm going to ask a personal question.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a wax job anywhere? Let's say that, anywhere.
I got some on my face one time.
Yeah? Yeah. Does it hurt like hell?
Not to me.
Oh. But that's because you have a cold heart and you have no feelings.
That's right.
At all.
I'm
no physical
black heart. Black heart.
No feelings at all.
That's it. Well, we didn't get ours.
We didn't.
No, the Kardashians gave the entire Kudike crew
gold
Rolexes
as
a wrap gift, marking the end of filming of the final season of Kudike, which means it'll be another 4 years before we see all these episodes.
So they wrapped. And they didn't. Maybe ours are in the mail.
Well, and you know, the Rolexes, you think, okay, they got a watch. But it's
Rolex. But it's a retirement gift, right?
It was worth about $300,000 at $10,000 a piece.
Well, yeah, Rolexes ain't cheap.
So how many people is that?
That's 30. Do your math. $300,000 divided by 1,000 or 10,000. Yeah. Yeah, that's 30. That's 30. But they didn't send us. I mean, they didn't send us ours.
No.
So that's right there.
We help support her.
Of course, we've supported them.
Not monetarily because they don't need it.
But they're only famous because of us.
Well, now as one screen door hits your bed on the way out and another one opens, Disney announced that the Kardashians have signed up with Hulu.
Yeah, I heard that. They're not going away.
Lucky us.
They're not going away. Well, it's good for us though because it gives us something to talk about.
That's true.
You know, it gives us, I mean, we've based this whole Who Cares news program, an empire, if you will.
The empire.
A media conglomerate on Who Cares news based on the Kardashians. And there's plenty of them to go around. And when you and I are in our rocking chairs, we're still going to be doing the Who Cares news, talking about their kids. Two things. You'll be able to binge watch them. On demand. Yeah. And two, they'll have a free run of the network, I think.
It's all about me. Kim. This will be the 20th season.
Oh, my God.
On E.
Oh, my God. I think E will shut down.
They're never going away.
I think E will shut down after this. I don't think they have anything else to run. But we'll look back. 20 seasons. Now this at the end of the season, there will be a whole clip show. It'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll see Kim before she got all of her implants. And
maybe they'll have a little get-together like they did on Fresh Prince. Here's my original husband, and then the next husband, and now this is the husband that plays my husband. I need another husband to replace the other husbands.
And then, you know who could host the clip show? Halle Berry could host the clip show.
You just didn't try.
Well, you know, it's early. All right, that does it for us today. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.